Slayer Shine Radio. I am King Nez, and this is
the Sour Power Hour.
But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, as of January 2nd, 2020, our president, your president, committed a terrorist attack. When the story first came out, it was said that President Donald Trump approved and gave the go-ahead on a drone strike against a top military official, general type shit. They targeted him at the airport. Like when you first heard the details, when it first came out, it was just terrorist leader killed, assassinated or whatever, and airport. Like, wait, whoa, hold on. And then of course the news media get on top of it and they tried to spin it, but then the facts start pouring out even more that it was at the airport, but they waited till he got it. I guess he was getting ready to get in his vehicle and leave, and that's when they blew that motherfucker up. I was under the impression that these motherfuckers dropped a bomb on the airport. Like, so y'all did all of that for one person? Y'all just blew up a whole fucking airport for one person? We've already been at war for so long. We at the end of a war that was started when I was a child. I damn near got recruited in that motherfucker. But through the graces of God, either that or it just wasn't meant to be. Like, I didn't have the opportunity to be a part of that war over oil. That's pretty much what it was. You know, you gotta understand that George Bush was our president at the time. That man swept it down that it was weapons of mass destructions over there, that they was doing all of this shicey shit to the people. It wasn't facts. It was false. Just last year, 2019, they finally decided to admit that going to Afghanistan and doing all of that shit was the biggest mistake ever. It solved nothing. There was nothing over there. We just went over there and terrorized people, put fuck-ass niggas in high positions of power, and destabilized the economy and let them do what the fuck they do. I'm sorry. Took over the poppy fields, you know what I'm saying, so that they could be in control of the heroin and all of that shit. Black tar heroin, all of that shit. It's like, this is what we do. This is what our nation does. Think about how America was founded. It was a group of people that was tired of being oppressed by the king, paying taxes, having to obey all of them laws, and probably couldn't worship what they wanted to worship or do what they wanted to. They got tired of that shit. They felt like it was a better way to live. One of these motherfuckers, I ain't gonna say he was the first, because there's plenty of motherfuckers that quote unquote discovered America, but one of the most famous, which is Christopher Columbus. Once he found this new land, it's like he went into savage mode. They raped, pillaged, and murdered all of the natives. You know what I'm saying? Everything. They gave them diseases, all type of shit. I say that to say this. America is a warmonger. America is so full of war that you gotta understand how many generations was born into this mindset and ideology that it's okay to go to other countries and drop bombs and terrorize people and rape the women. Y'all forget about Guantanamo Bay. It's this movie out on Netflix called The Report. Boy, it exposed how the CIA, the FBI, the government, the president, everybody tried to cover that shit up. Shout out to the people that's in power and position where, if you got the opportunity to do what's right, you know what I'm saying, on behalf of America, you bust that move. But anyway, in the report, it was just showing how they was torturing them people in Guantanamo Bay. The methods that they used, the private contractors that they recruited and paid millions of dollars for basically interrogating and torturing and waterboarding and all type of shit. Like, motherfuckers died while being tortured over shit that they didn't know nothing about, nor was they a part of. But because all it took was for a white man in power to say that these people are terrorists and that's how we need to see them, the whole world going, like, it's really sad. Really sad. But it's like, you fast forward till today, 2020, they didn't assassinate a real life leader. Like, he had influence over that, over Iraq, Iran, wherever he's from. All y'all need to know, Iran about to turn the fuck up on America. And hopefully, the same way America or Donald Trump organized that shit to specifically hit one person, hopefully they'll do the same shit to one of these fuck ass politicians. I don't know. But between all of these laws where they trying to take your weapons, they trying to make your baby gay. Not to say that, you know what I'm saying, you bogus for being gay. Like, do you. Just don't try to influence my kids. Like, keep that shit over there. If that's what they want to do when they get older, fine. But right now, they babies, they innocent. Fuck off. Anywho, back to regularly scheduled programming. The simple fact that America chooses to play this position where she like literally the jury, the judge, the prosecutor, all of that shit, and the executioner. Like, what I don't understand is how is it that America got embassies all over the world, army bases, naval bases, marine bases, whatever the fuck bases, just bases, period. All over the world. I ain't never seen an Iraqi embassy. I ain't never seen an Iranian embassy. I'm pretty sure we got them, but we don't got them over here like they is over there. Like, we got them in their country. Like, when we pull up in they, when we set up shop in different countries, we set shop up to the point where the people really don't even want us there. You got politicians. You got people like, what's his name? Mike Pompeo. Motherfucker gonna hop on the news and justify what America did and has no proof, no evidence. Everything that we doing right now is just based off of he say, she say. They said that they killed this man because they was foiling a future terroristic plan against American workers and American civilians and all of this other shit. And then he said that the purpose of them killing that man was to free the people in Iraq from what? If they need to be free, America needed to lift the sanctions up. Once Iran agreed to destroy all of their nuclear weapons and just keep it a buck with everybody, America chose to pull out. That made Iran pull out. Like, no, we not know. They know about that list of all of them small countries with plenty of resources. They knock it down one by one. The proof was with Muammar Gaddafi. You can't go to a nation that's debt-free, that's backed by gold. You understand? The richest nations in the world with oil, gold, diamonds, minerals, whatever the fuck. They got resources to the point where the way Gaddafi invested in his country and in his people, people was going to school for free. I ain't saying that they was living like kings and queens, but they was not hurting over there when Gaddafi was running shit. America didn't like that shit. The main reason they didn't like that shit was because Gaddafi was going to be one of the first nations to have his currency backed by gold. That would have destabilized all of the major currencies around the world. If they would have fucked up the American currency. Now, if that fucked up the American currency, think about all of the countries and the nations that's connected to that dollar and how their currency depend on our currency for them to stay afloat and for it to maintain this value. Like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just using my common sense. Just for paying attention and watching how this shit really go. No, I'm not an economist. I ain't none of that shit. But it'll all make sense when you think about how the way America built, it seemed like, even down to the citizens, like the people that discovered America and killed the natives, they came. The only reason they came over here was to escape paying taxes and living under such hardship and rulership under this king and woo woo. But everything that he did to them, they implemented to create this society and this system, this capitalistic world and all that. Like, it just evolved over time. And it's crazy to me because it's like, you look at the comments based off of what's going on in the world, and just based off the comments, you could tell motherfuckers really just forgot what's been happening and what's been going on. Like, I ain't telling you to keep score or keep track or none of that shit, but just use your common sense. Why not? We living in a society where America do what the fuck she wanna do. I was watching some shit. They show the 10 most craziest Obama scandals. And I stopped after the second one. Like, it just pissed me off. Like, okay, you would think the way the media was all over Obama, they would be that way towards Trump. But clearly, Trump has the complexion for the protection. Because, like I said, it was 10 scandals that they was on Obama ass about. One of these, I ain't watched the whole thing. I only watched up to number 2 because it pissed me off. Like, are you serious? Like, it's like all of the major networks really talking about this shit. They was really going in on the president because he didn't wear an American pendant on his jacket suit. A pendant flag on his blazer jacket type shit. You know they went in on that motherfucker like he just got caught shoplifted. Like, these white people was pissed. Like, this made major news and headlines. The president didn't wear an American flag pin. Like, bro, if y'all don't get the fuck out of here with that whole shit. The first one they said was really petty. The president asked one of the Marines to hold the umbrella while he gave a speech. Oh, them white people was not feeling that at all. No. You don't do that. What the fuck? We don't train our Marines to fight wars and to protect the country so that they can come back home and hold the umbrella for the president. That type of shit. Like, is you fucking serious? Like, dude. But once again, complexion for the protection. Look what the fuck Donald Trump been doing since day one of being in office. He done fucked up everything. We not getting out of debt. We're diving deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. So all you rural white people that, you know what I'm saying, I guess considered poor or a waste of whiteness, I don't know. Like, this motherfucker gave all of the money to his rich friends. Like, they got the tax breaks. They valid. What did you get? What did you gain? How would you feel if the president took away food stamps? Think about all of this shit. We could literally, I'd be here all night naming everything this man done did. Or everything I done heard about this man doing since he's been in office. But it's like, what point would that prove? Except, motherfuckers is, they down with the shit. They don't even care. So, okay, even if he is racist, so, he look good doing it. The president, I don't have a personal problem with the president. Wish him the best of luck in life. All of that extra shit. How do I feel about him? That nigga funny to me. Like, President Donald Trump is a comedian and he don't even know it. This man didn't let so much BS fly out his mouth. It's like, the fact that our country is divided over him being the president is beyond me. Like, but in so many ways, it's not a surprise. Like, this is our society. Our society based off of skin tone and complexion and the amount of melanin in your skin anyway. President Trump don't really give a fuck about dropping a bomb on the motherfuckers because he know his son Barron ain't finna go fight shit. He gonna tell them that since I had bone spurs when it was time for me to go fight, he got baby bone spurs. He ain't fighting shit. Why you think he always quiet? Because his bone spurs hurt. Fit busted ass, man. It's just crazy to me. It's like they put our children on the front line. My homie, shout out to the McCroys, man. Shout out to the McCroys and the McCroy boys, man. Y'all niggas, I love y'all, man. Think it's Savon. I might be talking about the wrong twin, but buddy in the military and he did his thing, graduated all of that shit, made it through boot camp. He getting it in. At this point in time, my biggest worry is the motherfuckers calling him and telling him to be a part of this whole shit that the president started. They only gonna call the Negroes to the front line first. I ain't gonna even say just all Negroes, like. If you're not rich, not the 1%, if your people ain't got clout, if you ain't plugged in generationally, like, yeah, I killed the motherfucker and I'm gonna be out here tomorrow, like, plugged in. And it's happened. A little white boy killed a whole family, fled to Mexico, got caught, nigga still didn't go to jail because the fucking judge said that, his lawyer said that because he's rich, him going to jail just wouldn't, it wouldn't serve a purpose. Like, white people do that type of shit. It's like, it seems like in America, if you stand on the truth, or if you speak the truth, you look down on and you shun. Because, like, within the truth is a light. And some people like being in the dark with that whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people like being on bullshit. Some people just love keeping chaos and drama between people so that they can keep making money while these two motherfuckers over here beefing and arguing and down there ready to kill each other. And now all the money really gonna be mine. Let me let them do what they do. And once he kill him, soon as he pull the knife out, I'm putting it in his back. That's America. That's America. I said it. They talk about some motherfucking World War III. Gas prices is literally going up. Like, as I'm speaking, by the cent, the motherfucker, that shit going up. And what else you think gonna go up? Price of food? You think it's gonna be hard to get around? Especially if you work in a job where you work in a job in the city where the wage is stagnant. But the rent steady going up, everything steady going up, but the fucking money you pulling in, you bringing in, you working all of these hours, but they never increasing your rate. Is that by design? Why would you have me in a position where I have to struggle to get here, bust my ass all week just to get paid and only have enough to barely get back? This is America. It's amazing to me. Like, I'm really looking at this for what it is. I always hop on this podcast and I always quote something from the Bible because everything that's playing out is in the Bible. Like, literally. Understand this. Based off of what Donald Trump just did, read up on Gog and Magog. Read up on that. It's gonna be crazy. Read Revelations. This war that they about to fight, this war that just came out of nowhere, they could blame it on Iran killing an American diplomat and woo-woo and trying to blame it on somebody else. America could say they did this for that and woo, we beefing over this and we will not tolerate this. That, like, all right, Well, according to this word, y'all beefing and all of this, that, and the third, okay. Well, by the time all y'all really meet in this battlefield and it's really going down in the midst of the chaos, the calamity, the genocide, all of that shit, like, Yah is on his way. In the English language, Jesus is on his way. They could never manipulate that book. They can neither add to nor take away. Everything that's supposed to be in that book is supposed to be in that book for a reason. And it's to the point where God is going to plead for his people. These people that's beefing, all of whoever involved, guess what? All of these motherfuckers got to recompense his people. All of them. You don't just skip past slavery, commit genocides every time these people make progress in life and overcome boundaries and hurdles. Y'all come kill and fuck up everything. Like, no, this ain't that. Y'all gotta pay for all of that. All of the lynchings, all of the wars, all of the blood, all of it, all of this is leading to a moment where you see what's going on in Australia. Think about what they did to the Aboriginal people in Australia. Think about how racist it is over there. Think, bro, it's going down. And it ain't nothing nobody can do to stop it. You either finna get right with God as far as repenting. I ain't talking about confessing you did this in the past and you ain't gonna do it no more. And woo. No. When they say repent, it's like a form, like, let's imagine you driving and then you discover you're going the wrong way. You got the option to keep going this wrong way, or you can get off on the exit, turn around, and get back on your path. That's repentance. Let that shit marinate, man. Repentance is something that these world leaders, politicians, these crooked-ass lobbyists, police, DAs, judges, prosecutors, child support, any and everything that try to hinder and keep black people down and in a position where we can't do shit. Because we're not getting out of this position until God said we get out of this position. Black people, we a fierce race. We ain't nothing to be played with. We very arrogant in so many ways. Like, if we do something, we do it all the way. It's just when it came down to giving our life, giving, just serving God, living our life through God, we couldn't do that. We ain't want to do that. We wanted to worship stone and wood and false objects and idols and shit like that. And because we did that, look where the fuck we at now. But it's coming. It's coming to an end. It's the end of Esau and the beginning of Jacob. Jacob got trouble on the way. I mean, I feel like personally we is in Jacob's trouble right now. But at the same time, this war is like kind of confirming how this is basically confirming how all of this is finna play out. I ain't saying it ain't gonna be no bloodshed. I ain't saying it ain't finna be no stuff that we ain't never seen before. Like, it's finna get crazy. And it needs to happen. It's prophecy. I'm in favor of prophecy, even if I don't understand it. Or it's not playing out the way I want it to play out. At least it's playing out the way God said it needs to play out for the sake of us. No cap. I'm like literally looking at, watching CNN and the little stories. And then you scroll down the comments. Bro, it ain't nothing but white boys just talking cash shit. I'm talking about, well, at least I'm young, white, 19, and full of life. And I have the rest of my life to look forward to. Oh, well. Like, they really putting this in the motherfucking comments. Like, oh, they niggas. These boys, these niggas tough. Wow. Okay. Well. say the best thing we can do in this situation, us as black people, I ain't gonna just say continue working and act like ain't nothing happening and no, pay attention. You need to mentally and spiritually start preparing yourself. Because what happened when gas $10 a gallon? I ain't saying you can't afford it, but my nigga, you got a family to feed and take care of, with other bills and utilities, whatever the fuck. Like, man, come on. Motherfucker say $10 a gallon. Like, motherfucker, you got me fucked all the way up. All the way. Like, I'm good on that. I skateboard to work. Sight. I'm gonna start riding a bike to work. Shit, it's hot enough down here. I don't know, like, I'm just looking at how this shit played out. Like, y'all understand, Iraq and Iran, they ain't forgot that whole shit. You really think you can go to people's country and that's your attitude? That's your energy? Like, okay. Very disrespectful. But you know what? We can show you what disrespect look like too. Like, they not afraid of America. The same way this news is just coming randomly to us, that's when this terrorist attack could happen randomly. So now we gotta feed into this. I ain't even say we got to. We don't gotta do shit. It's people out here that's gonna choose to feed into this fuck ass propaganda that they putting in front of your face to get you geeked up, to get in favor of war. We not in danger. If we in danger, it's because of these reckless ass decisions that Congress didn't even approve. This nigga went above Congress and did what he wanted to do. That's why I'm looking at Donald Trump like, bro, that was kind of terroristic of you, sir. Because like George Bush said, Osama bin Laden arranged for these motherfuckers to come to America, train for months to learn how to fly fighter jets and crash them into a building. Like, bro, we got finessed so hard. But don't nobody give a fuck. This is another day. Like, this is what we do. We're a nation that we love to war. We the youngest nation, but we didn't have the most wars. That mean that we just be running motherfucking pockets. And niggas really getting tired of that shit. Motherfuckers got weapons too. America got advanced technical weapons and shit. Okay, that's cute. All of that's cute. We got that shit too. We ain't in debt like y'all. Like, no, we got money. Our economy doing great. Like, this little fuck ass sanction shit, okay, we'll endure. We still gonna get money. That's how they looking at the situation. Like, you oppress, I guess we looking at a situation where when you oppress a people that actually has a nation behind them, allies, weapons, access to money, and all, whatever type of war y'all want to do, we gonna do it. Y'all want to go asymmetrical, that's how we gonna play this shit. Alright, we go. It's finna get crazy. I'm trying to explain this to all my niggas because, you know what I'm saying, this is shit that's gonna directly impact you in so many ways. In many ways. It's like, this is my first time with us actually going to war with these people as an adult. When I was a kid coming up, I saw the propaganda. I saw how America first, and the minute a country said something out of pocket, we was on their ass and the media was trying to chew them out. Like, I remember when Bush got into it with France. So he said, we're gonna change the name of French fries into freedom fries. Like, but freedom fries. Man. Yeah. It's crazy. But I tell you what, best thing you could do is pay attention to this. Understand that God finna make all of this play out the way it needs to play out. Like I said, look at the weather. Look what's going on around the country, around the world. Is that France and Italy beefing because France is, I guess, they colonize Africa, shit. It's certain parts of Africa where you can only get French currency, and it's to the point where the wealth that belongs to the people that's from there, the French got it to the point where it belongs to us, and we only giving you 15% access to this, and if you want to access it, it's going to be a 2% tax on whatever. That's how they doing, motherfuckers in Africa. And think about the wars that happen over there and all the hundreds of thousands of refugees that have to flee, and a lot of them choose to pay their lives to get on these unsafe ass, unstable ass boats that capsize, killing plenty of people, drowning plenty of people and babies, men, women, and children. And all they trying to do is escape the bullshit that the motherfuckers that's colonizing them brought to their nation in the first fucking place. It's crazy. God finna check all of this thing. At times, I ain't gonna lie, like, when I think about all of this and how this, like, is just the reality of what we live in, like, that shit down there bring me to tears. Out of anger, though, like, you know, it's some niggas do shit different. Like, some niggas tear up when they get mad. Not on no scary shit, but just sometimes, yo, rage just be so strong, like, so powerful. You gotta damn near calm yourself down. Because those images of those babies, of those women, the little girls, those little boys, those innocent men having to go through so much hard shit based off of motherfuckers profiting off of natural resources in their country. It's all about a dollar worldwide. They don't give a fuck about our sanctity or none of that shit. But count your blessings, man. Because I'd rather be American than living in a country where I have to flee my country with my family because these people trying to kill us day in and day out. I fuck around, get my arm chopped off if I don't extract enough diamonds or enough cobalt. That type of shit. But I'm thankful to be a real American, a descendant of slavery. I'm thankful that I'm a future asset to what the damage has already been done, as far as what these warmongers love to do, which is oppress. It's easy to oppress a people that don't have an identity. Like, you just totally dominated. You read the Bible, equated that to us, put two and two together, found us, enslaved us, and so on and so forth. And didn't want to pay us. You didn't want to pay us, but everybody else got paid. Everybody else. It's why? What is it with us where motherfuckers just don't fuck? Man, motherfuckers hate us all across the world, but yet your ancestors brought us here. Like, you know, you could pay me and I really would just rather leave. I would leave and go to somewhere where I would be appreciated and be successful and rule with an iron fist without having to go through petty ass, goofy ass shit. Like, motherfuckers mad at me because I got more melanin in them. Like, bitch, I can't help it that God made you that way. I can't help it God made me this way. I'm thankful and humble that He protected my skin with this beautiful brown melanin. You know, it's a beautiful thing. I don't know what to tell y'all, but I just want to say to wrap it all up. I ain't gonna keep y'all. I did miss y'all too, by the way. I'll let y'all know. We're gonna get back to that later. But anyway, I just wanna inform y'all on this shit because the media ain't gonna never keep it a buck consistently. I don't do this for money. I don't do this for fame. I do this because I'm inspired. I do this because in so many ways God led me to do it. This was on my mind. This was on my heart. And I'd rather give people that I love and care about that choose to tune in and check me out the understanding. I ain't just telling you to just take my word for it or none of that. Like, go check it out. Go research it. Whatever you gotta do. I ain't gonna mislead you. It's better for us to go in the right direction versus constantly being led in the wrong direction by motherfuckers that don't care about us or our babies. It's you that have a decision to make as far as what's important, what's meaningful, what comes first and what comes last, from A to Z. It's about to get hectic. It's really about to, probably be some unbelievable shit that transpired. But the way the new year was capped off, like literally the second day of the new year, we in a war. We commit terrorist attacks. We fight terrorists, but we being terrorists. Wow. How do you do that? That's why I tell you, Donald Trump funny as fuck, bro. Like, he the type of person, everything he do, like, he fumbled a pack. If this was football and he was at the goal line and he was the running back, all he had to do was just reach his arm over and score. Like, he would fuck that up. He would fumble the whole play. And have a legitimate reason why he did it and why it's acceptable and why you need to be along with it. That's our president. Very arrogant. Like, in a childish way. Like, but you a grown ass man, bro. Like, you like my granddad age, bro. You acting like that. I wonder what type of motherfucker you was during the, I would say the Home Alone years, but even past that, back in the 70s and the 80s, like, I bet you, I see why your, they say your daddy just mistreated you and made you feel like shit, showed up to your casino and bought you out with $1 million, just bankrupted you on the spot or whatever the fuck, like, our president got, like, a mental instability in so many ways, but it's like, just like a bad bitch on an ugly ass trick. Bro, money talk, bro. Money talk, bro. I swear, money talk. Here in America, it'll definitely get the job done. Hey, man, I don't know you, sir, the general in Iraq, but from what I heard, you know what I'm saying, from the unbiased media, you was really about that life when it came to being an army general. Like, you really had militias on deck, 13,000 soldiers. You isolated, you fucked up ISIS, but you did it in a very brutal, sadistic, shiesty way. Like, you didn't play no games with motherfuckers, and that's why you got a whole nation mourning you right now. So, hey, buddy, I don't know you, but rest in peace, man. I hope you can hear this from the grave, bro. Tell your people, don't fuck with none of the black people and some of the cool white people, you know, because it's good white people out here. You know what know what I'm saying? The ones that try you, bust they motherfucking head. Cause them the motherfuckers that's with that hoe ass shit. If slavery was still legal, they'd have a couple nigger slaves. Like, bust them motherfuckers' heads right there. Them Confederate flag waving, what's that little hand signal where it look like they throwing up blood upside down? Where they used to do it on Malcolm in the Middle, and then if you look at it and it was past his waist, you had to punch him in the arm type shit. They be throwing that shit up for white power and shit. Bust them motherfuckers' head to the white meat. Y'all know what them people did to us. Damn it, my nigga, y'all had a, y'all, you know what, y'all had something to do with the slave trade shit too, man. So, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to get in where y'all fit in and click in, my nigga, real shit. Just go ahead and leave all of the black people, like, if anything, just throw us a couple sticks or something like that so we can protect ourselves if them motherfuckers try to run up on us. Like, you gotta be with us, like, no the fuck we don't, man, get the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm with Jesus. If I die, I know why. I ain't with none of that warmonger shit. I don't agree with killing babies. I don't agree with bombing. Just going to countries and bombing the whole fucking country, and you ain't even hitting right, the right targets. You just killing innocent people and blowing up hospitals. Like, nah, bruh. That's some devilish ass, evil ass, demonistic ass, cold-hearted, no malice ass shit. Like, I don't know. So, man, look. I just want to thank y'all for tuning in and checking me out. You know, you have to get my rocks off. You know what I'm saying? One time, I told y'all I missed y'all, man. Real shit. Been working, you know, handling the business, taking care of the fam, fucking with the music. I got the theme song for the Sour Power Hour. It's gonna be ready next week. You know what I'm saying? Bro got a couple days to get his verse together so he can finish that shit, and I can mix that motherfucker down and master that and drop it exclusively. Exclusively on Player Shine Radio. But yeah, like I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are at 1,000 listeners. Now we finna get to 500 more. That's what we gonna do. We need 500 more. So in order for me to execute that, I definitely have to keep coming correct and digitally enhancing myself when it come down to producing this shit and adding the little effects. I know it'd probably be cheesy to the professionals and all of that shit, but to the average motherfucker that don't even be fucking with this shit, when they hear me, it'd be like, bro, you did this, bro, that shit cold as fuck, bro. Like, good looking, my nigga. Five more minutes. I went to go see my family. It was straight. Got into a little scuffle with my little brother. Found out some shit as far as what he going through. And I just want to put the word out there for everybody. Like, if you can, just try to, you know, hold your peoples down and do the best you can to show them that you care. It go a long way. Like, it do. Not just cause it's 2020 and New Year's resolution shit, like, fuck all that, just make sure you stay in contact with your family. Like, that's what I told my granny I was gonna do, and matter of fact, I owe her a phone call tomorrow. We're gonna chop it up, go through history and just chop it up about life, you know. What else? Family, man. Just appreciate your family, man. Even when this whole shit happening, like, you gotta figure out a way to work past that shit. Come up with a solid game plan to grow closer, man. Cause we living in these days where they trying to divide us up. They said that the the Eidos movement was founded by two lesbians. Not that it's wrong with gay people starting movements. It's not. It's not at all. It's just, bro, if we fighting for civil rights for black people, period, like, what the fuck do your sexuality have to do with being black? That's a decision that black and white people make. Stop trying to fuse LGBT rights with civil rights that black people have yet to receive. Stop it. That is annoying. If it's going to be LGBT rights, it should be its own separate package and entity. Like, that's how that shit should be set up. That don't got nothing to do with the history and the struggle of people being dragged across the fucking ocean and chained up in ships and fed to sharks and babies and mamas and niggas and boys getting raped. And I can go into detail, but all I'm saying is, cut it out, man. I'm an American descendant of slavery. I'm a foundational black American, African, whatever you want to call it. I'm that nigga that's the product of them slaves that you brought on that boat. I am the evidence of a crime that America committed over 400 years ago. So understand where I'm coming from with this. If it's the CIA, if it's the FBI, if it's the who, I don't care. Y'all need to stop that shit. Because y'all been doing it so long, it's like, we Americans have been desensitized to a lot of wild shit. In certain countries, this is illegal. You will get killed if you do this. Here, if you speak out against it down there, oh, that's a hate crime. If you just say something, it's bogus. That's a hate crime. Live your life, man. Keep that shit separate. Stop trying to infiltrate what the fuck black people trying to do. They hating on the black media. Let them hate, man. Hate as long as you can, as hard as you can. But all of those coons that pop up on TV talking that bullshit about why we don't need this and why black people was in the situation they in, like, y'all all wrong. Ain't none of y'all really spitting facts, because the facts is in the Bible. I don't give a fuck about no crime rate. I don't give a fuck about no black on black crime. Look how they, man, this is a whole nother podcast. I'm just talking about Donald Trump, man. See, that's why I gotta leave now. I'm gone, man. Thank you guys for tuning in and checking me out. Shout out to my niggas in Milwaukee. Shout out Don Jefe Longway. Shout out Felipe Cortez. Shout out that nigga Jadon. Shout out that nigga Trey Barr. Shout out that nigga Monte Shimonte. Shout out to what's that nigga? Shout out to that nigga Zay. Shout out to that nigga Zay, little bro. Shout out to that nigga Dredd. Shout out to that nigga Reese. Shout out to all of them, man. Shout out to my peoples. I love y'all, and I'm just gonna keep going hard with this shit, man. And the truth hurt, and it sound racist. Nigga. Yes, buddy.